California's failed experiment with electricity deregulation may be ending. A state Senate committee this week considers a bill that would remove competition from California's retail electricity market. Although the blackouts and other problems that followed deregulation have eased in the last 2 years, Californians still pay higher rates for electricity than they did under the old system, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Deregulation was supposed to reduce California's electric bills. Senior Attorney Mike Florio of the Utility Reform Network says that was the key promise 7 years ago when state lawmakers unanimously approved a deregulation scheme.
The conventional wisdom back then was that the genius of the marketplace, so-called, would solve all of our problems, and that certainly has been an incredibly false assumption.
Just how false became obvious in the winter of 2000 and 2001, when power prices skyrocketed and rolling blackouts gripped the state. Since then, a patchwork of price caps and long-term contracts have helped stabilize things, and some of the problems unique to California's deregulation scheme have been fixed. Craig Goodman, who runs a trade group of competitive energy marketers, says this is no time to turn the electric clock back to the era of regulated monopolies.
I know it's hard for Californians, but I can say unequivocally, competition has worked in virtually every other area of their life. They don't need that kind of regulation for food. They don't need that kind of regulation for gasoline. To think that electricity is somehow different.
Some economists have concluded that electricity is different. It can't be stored. Demand doesn't fall much when the price rises. And cutting power to one customer can jeopardize the entire grid. All of this makes electricity especially vulnerable to market manipulation. Federal regulators acknowledge some energy companies have manipulated the market. Consumer advocate Michael Shames says the state doesn't want to take that chance again.
I think the state of California very much wants to send a very strong message to the federal regulators that California does not want to participate in a competitive market so long as the wholesale market can still be manipulated.
The bill before the state legislature does not end wholesale competition, since that's overseen by the federal government, but it does allow local utilities to play a larger role in generating electricity, and that could make it harder for unregulated energy companies to drive up the price. Local utilities are divided on the bill. Florio says the measure would eventually require all customers to buy their power from the local utility.
We really believe that's the cheapest way to get the lowest price for everybody, is to have an all-customer buying pool rather than a few big customers going out and taking care of themselves and then, you know, running back to mother utility when things get rough in the big bad market.
That part of the bill could be modified to appease big customers who want to keep shopping around for power so long as other customers don't end up paying more. State Senator Joe Dunn, who sponsored the bill, hopes it will sound a death knell for electric deregulation across the country. Consumer advocate Shames doesn't go that far, but he admits other states will be watching and could follow where California leads.
It would be a nail in the coffin, but coffins often require lots of nails, and it would just be one.
Federal regulators continue to push for competition in the wholesale power market, and even in California, deregulation is no longer a front-burner issue for many voters, at least until the next time the lights flicker and the electric bill soars. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.